You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, time to kick the tires with Stephen Majoros. He is U.S. Director, Chevrolet Cars and Crossovers, and he joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us, Stephen. I got to ask you about this compact crossover market, because this has really been growing and been a sweet spot for the industry, as well as the larger segment. But I know, for example, they're posting double-digit growth gains. And indeed, in this year, in some months, we're talking about an 8 or a 9% increase. What defines the crossover, the SUV small crossover market?
Well, I think what you see, first of all, good afternoon and thanks for having me on today. What you're seeing in the industry is a kind of a bit of a fundamental shift as people look for more utility, safety, technology, all the things that they're looking for. They're migrating more towards crossover and sport utility vehicles, and we've got some great news from Chevrolet in that camp out here in Chicago today.
Well, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, compact SUVs or compact crossovers are the number one segment in the industry, so selling well over 2 million units a year. So it's certainly the space where we want to be, and today we're very excited that we're going to have the global reveal of the all-new 2018 Chevrolet Equinox. This has been a real workhorse for us. It's been in the market for about 10, 15 years. We've sold over 2 million of these units ourselves. So it's been a workhorse for us, and we've got some great news today, and there'll be a lot of details with this car once we reveal it here in Chicago tonight.
What actually defines the compact crossover? I mean, it's a unibody construction. What actually, give us some details.
Yeah, so the fundamental difference, I guess, between a crossover and SUV is, as you described, more unibody versus a body-on-frame, more traditional truck. So you think about a Chevrolet Tahoe or a Chevrolet Suburban. Those are more truck-based utilities, usually have a lot more capability for towing, larger engines, things like that. But what's beautiful about crossovers is they're really more nimble, they've got more efficiency, better fuel economy, but they still provide the functionality that customers are looking for, and that's the segment that we're introducing the 2018 Equinox today.
So what does you've sold a lot of these kinds of cars. What does your marketing research tell you about the features that potential buyers are most interested in these kinds of vehicles?
Yeah. Well, crossovers have to not just do one thing great. They've got to do everything great. And first and foremost, people are looking for safety features, and we're adding a whole series of both active and passive safety features, things like forward collision alert, lane departure warning, things that people just expect in vehicles today. But they have to be more than safe. They have to be practical. They have to deliver great fuel efficiency. They have to deliver the technology people are looking for, things like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. And at the end of the day, they have to deliver bulletproof quality. And if you look at what the Chevrolet Equinox has delivered so far, it's currently a J.D. Power's winner for both initial quality as well as long-term dependability. So when you have a formula like that, that's pretty much reason to believe why we've had such great success, and we fully anticipate to have even more success with our next generation.
Tell us a little bit about the competition and how what you're offering, the specifications, match up against, let's say, the Buick, the Envision. They're big in the compact crossover market. You've got the Volvo V60, correct? You've got also the Sportage, I believe. That's coming from Kia. Tell me about what specs you bring to the party.
Well, I mean, we really open up the aperture when it comes to our competitive set. We look at high-volume manufacturers like Ford and Toyota and Honda, certainly credible players in the marketplace. But the things that Chevrolet has been delivering when it comes to things like safety features I mentioned, when it comes to things industry-exclusive like 4G technology. So the kinds of things that customers say, we want convenience features. We want those safety features. We want great performance. We're going to introduce 3 brand-new powertrains today with this Equinox, which will deliver more fuel efficiency, a better driving experience. And so when you have to check all those boxes, we feel we do a better job than anyone. I think that when you see the details on this Equinox, I think you'll see that to be true.
And what about global markets? It feels like we're talking a lot about what's popular and sought after in the U.S. I was speaking to a money manager who goes to China a lot. He was very high on the fact that the Chinese are moving as fast as they can to all electric vehicles, and eventually they want to move entirely away from fuel. What do you see in the global market when it comes to demand?
Well, first and foremost, what we're seeing is this Equinox will indeed be a global product for us. We'll have this available in 115 markets. And so whether you look at Equinox, whether you look at our small SUV, our Trax entry, which is available in 75 countries, we're able to leverage our global footprint and global scale to bring what customers are looking for. You know, you mentioned electrification. You know, it's been a great month for us. Equinox isn't our only story. The Bolt EV, we just introduced two significant pieces of news. First and foremost, here's the first affordable long-range electric vehicle, 238 miles on all electric at a price under $30,000 after federal tax credits. And so when you think about electrification, Chevrolet is a pioneer in that space, just as we've been a pioneer when it comes to things like crossovers and sport utilities. So,
Stephen, I just want to break in because get you a quick thought here, because you mentioned the Bolt. I beg your pardon. It's got a single pedal option. What is that about? Give you about 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, it's called one pedal driving, and essentially what it does is, now the vehicle does come with two pedals, but what one pedal driving allows you to do is to capture some of that wasted energy during traditional braking and actually feed that back into the battery pack. So it's one of a number of things we've got to even increase the efficiency and range of an all-electric vehicle.
All right, Steve Majeros, thank you so very much for joining us today. Big announcements for GM out in Chicago tonight. Steve Majeros is U.S. Director, Chevrolet Cars and Crossovers. Want to thank him for joining us. Want to thank Mark Siniscalchi, our producer today, and Reggie Bazile, our technical director as well. I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg.